some laws regarding kosher umatir, the laws of tying knots on Shabbat and untying knots, which was one of the melachot that was also found in the Mishkan. It's one of the avot melachot, the 39 avot melachot that are asur on Shabbat. But of course, like any of the melachot, there are certain conditions that have to be met in order to be over. When it comes to knots, there's conditions discussing the permanence of the knot and the style of the knot. According to the Sefer Adim, according to Maran, for a knot to be considered a permanent knot, it has to last for more than 7 days. Any knot that's made to last for more than 7 days for a week is problematic on Shabbat, no matter what type of knot it is. And therefore you have some people that they make a tie on Shabbat, and their custom is to leave their ties knotted, and that's it. They leave it on their hanger, and they just come from time to time, and they place it on, and they just make it smaller or longer around their neck. But the knot, it remains. So to make a tie knot on Shabbat with the intent to leave it would be asur. Even though a tie knot is not considered a professional knot, it's not considered keshir shel ummanim, etc., a professional knot, but since the permanence of it is for more than a week at a time, so that would be asur. Certainly, if you had already one made, it would be permissible to put it on Shabbat and loosen it and tie it. The knot is made. That's just adjusting, which is not a problem. The question would be regarding double knots on Shabbat. Double knots on Shabbat, according to Maran Achida, says it's mutar. Even though the Ashkenazim are machmir on this, not to make double knots, Rav Chida said it is permissible. Therefore, if a father wants to tie his child's shoes, like we tie them, we make double knots in order so they don't come out, even though they come out anyway, but at least less times. Instead of tying the shoe 100 times, you only tie it 90 times if you make a double knot. So therefore, according to the halakha, it would be permissible for Sefer Adim to make double knots on Shabbat. Again, so long as you don't leave it there for more than 7 days, and that's not his intent. The last question would be, is it permissible on Shabbat to use these twisties that they have, those metal items that they wrap around, plastic bags and things like that, to turn around? According to the halakha, it is permissible to use these twisty items on Shabbat. It's not considered making a knot. And therefore, whatever is not considered making a knot, it'd be considered also to untie it. So to undo the twisty or to tie the twisties on Shabbat is mutar.